Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tahunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
Good morning. The scripture reading today is John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it out. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk, but you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Pray with me, if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. The second chapter of John contains two stories. The first, which Doug has just read, about the wedding at Cana. And the chapter ends with the cleansing of the temple. What's unique about this, scholars tell us, is that John's is the only gospel narrative that has the story at Cana. And John sets these stories early in Jesus' ministry, where Matthew, Mark, and Luke sets the cleansing of the temple late in Jesus' ministry. The other thing that's noted as important, the use of the language in which Jesus refers to his mother as woman is actually a sign of respect, not derogatory as some might think. The other element related to the cleansing of the temple, most of us interpret that as Jesus becoming angry, and it's really just a righteous indignation that people would use the church as a marketplace. And those are worthy of us remembering. John refers to both acts, the act of the cleansing of the temple and the act of the transformation of the wine, as signs, literally meaning a manifestation of God at work and here in the life of Jesus. John never refers to the extraordinary deeds which Jesus performs as miracles, whereas they are known in the other Gospels as miracle stories. What John is doing is inviting us to consider how God can be at work in ordinary settings. After all, it was a special day, but an ordinary day where Jesus went to the wedding. The other comment where he says it is not his time, he means God has not yet called him further into life and ministry. Whether or not the water was transformed into wine or not, it's recorded as such. The comment of the steward that the best has been saved for last is extraordinary. That's what John is suggesting. that Jesus demands the best, the extraordinary. Everybody looks for signs of holiness. Now, some of us look maybe to our horoscope, or maybe we flip through the Bible and see if a passage inspires us. I'm a lectionary preacher because it keeps me honest, meaning maybe I'm not inspirational enough to flip through the Bible and pick out passages. I like the way the lection forces me to look at texts. So where do we learn to act and be and look for these signs? Well, Jonathan, our priester, in a regular contributor to one of the Desperate Preacher magazines that I subscribe to, says this in citing no less than President Theodore Roosevelt: "In any moment of decision, the best you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing, and the worst is nothing." But too often we look for the most optimum places to act, and sometimes it never happens. We just have to do what we're called to do. Another kind of sign is attributed to Ben Franklin. And Ben Franklin, great American statesman and inventor, I'm aware. He is purported to have said, "Beer is the clearest proof that God loves us." Beer is the clearest proof that God loves us. Well, he probably studied the Bible, and he figures that that at some level had to be true. Harry Emerson Fosdick, late of Riverside Church and late of this planet, was for the better part of half a century, was the pastor at Riverside Church in New York. And in one of his writings titled "The Man from Nazareth" says this, Dr. Fosdick does: "Jesus had a way of putting things that time does not wear out. He might have discussed neighborliness in the abstract, like a lawyer analyzing in terms of current practice. Had he done so, we probably would never have heard it. Instead, he personified neighborliness in the Good Samaritan, making him stand out in vivid contrast with the neighborly priest and Levite, unneighborly priest and Levite, so that not only did his contemporaries grasp his meaning, but so do we. Personal incarnations have a perennial continuance in the understanding of the race. Abstract condemnations of economic greed have been both frequent and transient, but the rich man who feasted sumptuously every day while the poor man named Lazarus, full of sores, begged at his gate, has not been transient, nor that other rich man who said to his soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' Such incarnations walk the streets of New York and London as plainly as they walk the streets of Jerusalem." What makes this significant is Fosdick wrote it more than 60 years ago. And we live in this time and place where we are willing to believe terrible things, like it's the end of the world because Hostess has went out of business, because we can no longer get the Twinkie. And then we see this simple, sweet lesson of Oreos, which probably drove us just to the edge of Daffy. But the reality, if you were paying attention, beyond the lusting after the great Oreo cookie, we're more alike than we are different. We are, each of us, gifted in our own way, each of us called, but we're looking for signs rather than understanding the signpost has already been there and had gone before us in the person of Jesus. I don't know what sign or manifestation you need to be active in your call to ministry. I only know that I have to draw breath, and when I stop either A, drawing breath, or stop having the desire to serve others in the name of God, then it's time. And it's time. It's time to have a cookie. It's time to do nothing. It's time. But this day, while the sun is high and the sky is blue, it seems easy. It's hard, friends. It's hard when you know you can do better. The only element for me personally that gives me hope is I truly believe God is not through with me or you or you or you or you or you. We are afforded the opportunity to be human because, after all, each of us is very human. And in our humanity, when we come to grips and accept the grace that Jesus so freely offered, then we don't need a sign. It becomes part of us. We live it internally, and hopefully we learn to share it. Jesus was the indicating sign, the manifestation of the love of God let loose in the world. We are the continuance of that sign, a manifestation of the grace and hope of God. May it ever be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out nohomethodistchurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NoHoFUMC.